It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As we're weathering a tornado of crises, one is heading our way faster than the others, promising utter destruction if we suffer a direct hit, the debt ceiling. President Biden on Monday increased pressure on Republicans to agree to raise the debt ceiling to pay for spending already approved by Congress. He accused them of being
hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful
by risking a devastating federal default.
The meteor is headed to crash into our economy. Democrats are willing to do all the work stopping it. Republicans just have to let us do our job. Just get out of the way. You don't want to help save the country? Get out of the way so you don't destroy it.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the government will run out of ways to keep paying its bills by October 18th. The Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, have said that Democrats should handle raising the debt ceiling by themselves, something McConnell never had to do when they were in charge because the Democrats didn't play this dangerous game. Just saying. Facebook and its applications, including WhatsApp and Instagram, all went down worldwide on Monday, as did the internal systems used by Facebook's employees. The services were out for about 6 hours. The company saying its engineers found that changes to the internet infrastructure of its servers disrupted network traffic between its data centers. Service was finally restored about 6 hours later. But the timing on the massive outage was interesting. It came the day after a whistleblower, Frances Haugen, told her story about Facebook on 60 Minutes, and the day before she's scheduled to testify in front of a Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protection about the monopolistic social media giant. Yes, that testimony happens today, Tuesday. Well, the Biden administration on Monday scrapped a rule imposed by the former guy that barred clinics who provide abortion services from receiving federal family planning funds simply for advising people about abortion. The new rule for the Title X Family Planning Program will authorize these health centers to continue receiving federal money regardless of whether they refer patients to facilities that offer abortions or not. The policy takes effect November 8th. This change came as new abortion laws, including one in Texas, barring people from ending pregnancies after 6 weeks, are giving the Supreme Court's expanded right-wing majority an opportunity to roll back abortion rights guaranteed since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. This one hurts. Dead fish and birds washed ashore in Southern California as cleanup crews rushed to contain an oil spill threatening to keep the shoreline around Huntington Beach closed for months. Officials were looking into suspicions that the leak from an offshore oil pipeline might have been caused by a ship's anchor. Environmentalists expressed outrage and called for an end to offshore drilling. Officials said the spill of more than 125,000 gallons of oil had already damaged wetlands and affected 6 miles of shoreline. Just lovely. Well, the Supreme Court kicked off their new session on Monday, yesterday, and wasted no time. They rejected an offer to give the District of Columbia residents a voting representative in Congress. The justices upheld a lower court ruling against 11 Washington residents who argued that the Constitution gives Congress the power to grant D.C. residents voting representation in the House of Representatives. The gist of their argument being, quote, residents of the District of Columbia are the only adult American citizens subject to federal income taxes who lack voting representation in Congress, except for felons in some states. Well, a 3-judge panel rejected that position, citing a decision in an earlier case that found the Constitution says House members should be chosen by, quote, the people of the several states, which leaves out D.C. because it isn't a state. In COVID news, Johnson & Johnson plans to ask the FDA this week to authorize their coronavirus booster shot. Johnson & Johnson is the one-dose vaccine. It'll be the last of the 3 federally authorized vaccine providers to ask for emergency authorization for a booster vaccine. Stand by. Oh, let the lawsuits begin. A New York State judge on Monday ruled that the former guy must submit to a deposition in a defamation lawsuit filed by a former contestant on the reality TV show The Apprentice. You know, the one that the former guy hosted before he moved into the White House? Yeah. The judge, Justice Jennifer Schechter of the New York State Court in Manhattan, gave Trump until December 23rd to sit for a deposition by the accuser Summer Zervos's lawyers. Zervos accused Trump of unwanted kissing and groping and brought the case after Trump called the allegations of his female accusers lies. Zervos sued Trump in January of 2017. His lawyers blocked the case by arguing that a sitting president couldn't be sued, but he's no longer a sitting president. And finally, members of the Catholic clergy in France sexually abused more than 200,000 minors over the last seven decades. This according to a landmark report set to be published this afternoon. The numbers are based on estimates from a survey for the commission led by the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research. When including victims of abusers who weren't clergy but had other links to the church, such as Catholic schools and youth programs, the number of possible abuse victims rises to 330,000. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.